So the Gemara tells us in Brachas on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis 26b about who instituted Tefillah. We know Shachar is Mincha Ma'ariv. Where does it come from? What's the history behind it? So the Gemara tells us one opinion. The Gemara is Tefillah's connected the Avos. We know there's Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as we've been reading about them in Sefer Bereishis. So the Gemara tells us Avram instituted Tefillah Shacharis, Vayashkem Avram Boker. Yitzchak instituted Tefillah Mincha. We learned last week that Yaakov instituted Tefillah Ma'ariv. So that's one opinion in the Gemara. The other opinion in the Gemara is it's Keneged Karbanos. It corresponds to the sacrifices that were given, that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. So there was the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar every morning, 365 days a year, 354 days a year, 383 days a year. This year it's a leap year. How many days you want to count in a year? It was every day. They used to bring a Tamid Shel Shachar, and every afternoon, Mincha is parallel to the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And Ma'ariv is connected Hector Ivarim, the leftover limbs and fats that they have from the Karbanos. That was Tefillah Ma'ariv. So it's a dispute in the Gemara whether Tefillah is based on Avos or based on Karbanos. The Gemara says, really, it's based on both because according to the opinion of Avos, where do you get Tefillah Musa from? You might say Yosef, but the Gemara doesn't say that. So the Gemara says, you're right, really, it's a mix between Karbanos as well as the Avos. So what's interesting to note is we paskin lahalach, it's a debate in the Gemara as well, in Chavzayin and Brachas, what is the status of Tefillah Ma'ariv, the one we're about to pray shortly? Is that of the same status as Shacharis and Mincha? Is it on a higher level? No one says that, or is it on a lower level? So it's a dispute between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Gamliel says, Ma'ariv's no different than Shacharis and Mincha, they're mandatory. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Aravis is only a rishus. Well, this loosely defined as optional. It's not what it necessarily means, but rishus will say it's optional, or at least a lower level obligation, as Tosas will point out. So it's a dispute in the Gemara whether. So the question is, why is Tefillah's Aravis rishus? Why is Yaakov's Tefillah discriminated against? We know Avraham had Yitzhak and Yishmael, Yitzhak had Esav and Yaakov. But from Yaakov comes Kaiso, the Yudbei Shvatim, the 12 tribes. So why are we discriminating against the Tefillah of Yaakov Avinu? It doesn't seem fair, does it? So there's an interesting Pnei Yoshua based on it's a Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Tes. He wants to say these two disputes are really consistent with their view. I pointed out there's a discussion in the Gemara whether Avos instituted the Tefillah or Karbanos, or it's based on sacrifice. So the Pnei Yoshua points out, based on a Rashi and Shabbos, that it depends. If you assume Tefillah corresponds to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there is no difference. That's the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. That's we assume they're mandatory. But since we paskin that Aravis is only connected the Karbanos, the Efa, since they didn't have a chiyav to bring a carbon, and in fact, you don't bring sacrifice, it's just the leftovers, so that's why it's on a low level. So that's how some want to point out. But then it's different. Others say, but we assume Yaakov instituted Ma'ariv, and we assume it's a rishus. So how do we reconcile if you assume not like Pnei Yoshua? So the Nitziv writes, one reason he says is that why was Yaakov davening Tefillah Ma'ariv at the time? In fact, according to the Gemara Chazal, it was really daytime. And all of a sudden, the sun set suddenly and it became dark. So the Gemara says in Chulin that Yitzchak said, I'm passing by the place of Haran. I'm passing by the place where my father davened, where Yitzchak davened, where Avram davened. How am I not going to daven? So he didn't have a mind to institute a new Tefillah. He was just davening because he was imitating the prayer of his father. So that's why by Shacharis and Mincha, they were instituting it for future generations. But Yaakov was just praying because his father davened there, so therefore he didn't have the mind to pray to set it up as a new institution. Others point out a different reason, that we know Yaakov was in danger. Esau was running after him. That's why he left Ayetze Yaakov Meber Shava, because he listened to his mother, get out of there quickly before Esau kills you. So he was on the run. And also, based on the Chazal, what happened when he was lying on the stones formed into different stones. They protected him from the wild animals. When you're out in the Midbar, in the middle of nowhere, and sometimes even locally, you'll find some wild animals running around. And so therefore, that's a dangerous situation when you have a rabid raccoon. Stay away. So they point out that even though Yaakov himself, we have a concept of tefillah be'esara, tefillah during a time of danger, and there is a dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam's opinion is tefillah every day is biblical. Prayer every day is biblical. The Ramban says only tefillah be'es sara, tefillah only in a time of need is daraisa. And Rav Soloveitchik can explain anyway, it's really local, it's not a fundamental dispute. Everyone agrees, really, tefillah be'es sara, tefillah in the time of need is only biblical. The question is, how do you define time of need? The Ramban defines it more externally, earthquake, forest, fires, war, that's the time of need. The Rambam says the human condition is the time, and we all have sara, something happening, someone's sick, something's happening to someone. Every day is a time of sara. Really, it's a local dispute, but everyone agrees be'ei sara is the time of is biblical. So however, they point out here, so Yaakov is davening because he was in a time of danger. But how do I know someone normally at nighttime, if he's not in a time of danger, so therefore, Tfilas Arabis only took on a level of Rishut. So that's the way we assume Lahalacha. The bottom line is, we assume that Tfilas Arabis is on a lower level obligation. We still assume we'd have to daven three times a day. But perhaps at another time we'll go into some practical differences. What's the difference if I say Arabis is on a low level or not? Either way, I have to daven it, so that we'll have to hold off on. But that's what we assume, that either according to some, it was dependent on the dispute, whether it's connected carbonos or connected tefillah. But we assume even if it's connected carbonos, we still assume it's biblical. And therefore, I mean, the tefillah's Arabis is Rishus, either because he just davened it because his father davened there, or he davened because he was in a time of danger, but we're not in a time of danger per se. And therefore, Arabis remains only a Rishus. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer, Retzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakat et Yisrael, Wabich HaKiv, Amtel HaMitzvah, Zinemar, Adonai Chafetz, Laman Sidko, Yaldil Torah, V'yadir, Yizkara V'yizkara Shmei Rabbah, V'yamah